Protasan Eastpac never back down backs down again, begins layoffs. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 17, 2024. The Protasan Eastpac never back down is backing down again following Governor Ron DeSantis's lackluster performance in Iowa, reportedly laying off staff. According to reports, the layoffs within the PAC, which has been battered with departures and controversy over the past several weeks, began on Wednesday. An unnamed individual associated with the group told the New York Times. One employee, George Andrews, who had been assigned as a caucus precinct operations director in Iowa but also listed himself on LinkedIn as a state director in California, posted on the career website that he had been let go, according to the Times. He attributed the departure to budget cuts beyond his control but said he completely understood why it needed to be done. What they are trying to accomplish for America is much greater than my termination as an individual employee, he wrote. Controversy has continued to surround the PAC, as some expressed concern that the PAC's relationship with the DeSantis campaign went too far. Further, the group had a string of departures leading up to the Iowa caucuses, including Chris Jankowski, who worked as the chief executive of the Super PAC. Kristen Davison stepped in to fill his position but departed just 9 days later, signaling intense internal issues. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt also resigned as chair of Never Back Down, and Communications Director Aaron Perrine and Director of Operations Matt Palmisano followed. The Trump campaign has since called out Perrine as a grifter, pointing out that she is trying to use her previous Trump association to stay relevant as the DeSantis campaign goes down in flames. The news regarding Never Back Down follows DeSantis falling nearly 30 points behind Trump in Iowa, despite the Florida governor predicting victory in the Hawkeye state on several occasions leading up to the caucuses. Weeks ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, Never Back Down canceled all of its 2024 AD reservations in both states, perhaps a sign of things to come. DeSantis, however, has shown no signs of dropping out of the race at this point, and his campaign declared Monday night that he had earned his ticket out of Iowa.